In the year 2004, I went again to represent the women's group. During my visit in 2001, I attended a meeting at the birthplace through Maria Frankie. I was listening keenly to them that I promised that when I come back home, I'm going to do the same thing. And when I came, I had to go around to get some women. And my women are with all sorts of lives. We have ex-combatant girls, we have war widows, ranging from ages 15 and upwards, and even the early school leavers. So our reason for forming this group is to help train this type of people to learn a skill wherein they can earn their own living through this, not just to be passing around the streets begging. And indeed, the group has improved. During that time, Maria came, Janet also came, and their partners, their Kayoma Women's partners in Leamington. When they came and saw what we are doing, we are so happy that they sent the first loan they sent for us. This was shared among eight groups, each group's 500,000 each to start the group. So, and we are doing that. And this was supervised by a man called Bosco Musa, with whom Maria lays to be running this group. And apart from that, during my visit the second time, we are giving another loan to run a credit union. And this also is helping the group. And the women are so doing well that other women have even come on board so that we can include them in our group. We have agreed to register them, but we have not yet given them loan. We want to see actually if what they are saying is the truth, not just coming because there is money, but we want to see the activities they are doing before ever we give them money. So after that, a lady came, Jane Shakespeare. She came here, she was a final year student. She came to talk about this microcredit scheme. And when she came, we really helped her. After she has returned home, she really tried for us that we have so many sewing machines now, which we have kept some. We have distributed some to the groups that we are registered with us. And now we are planning to put up a shed in the One World Link Center since we do not have space now. But they have said, let us put up a shed, and we are working on this. So the moment we get the money to put up the shed, then we start to train these guys to be sewing. Maybe they will be sewing baby clothes, uniforms, and even the members, when we have our materials, we can take it to them so that if we pay minimal amounts, we want everybody to enjoy. And we want the women to know that the women to be last in the kitchen are not the women today. We want to be side by side with the men so that they can know our worth. If today the man doesn't leave money for food, I can say, here is food, you didn't leave money, but there is food for you. So it's really, really interesting, and we are grateful to our friends in Leamington because they have helped us so much. And we are also grateful to our friends, the Soropimist people. They too have done wonderful in trying to get machines for us. And even they have asked us if the things they want to send for us, whether we like them. We really appreciate them, and we take them in good faith. So whatever they feel good that they can send for us, we are always ready to appreciate it. And with my hard work, I'm now the vice chairperson for the One World Link, and I'm hoping to be the chairperson one day to come, so that they will know that women can do what men can do, and even more better than what men can do. And our chairman, Sir J.B. Mala, is really trying. He's helpful. And our abled financial secretary, come treasurer, Madam Fobe, is a wonderful man. Now we can see transparency in whatever we are doing. So we are really trying to put Bo on the map so that our friends here will know that what they are doing will not go in vain. So whatever they feel like doing for us, let them don't hesitate. We are there to make sure that it goes the right way. So thank you very much, Kip, for this short interview.